I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Pakistan's Sharia peace deal with the Taliban in the Swat Valley troubles World Bible Translation Center's Eric Fellman. The likelihood is Sharia's toehold could become a stranglehold. Their team routinely provides scriptures in Urdu.
We provide those to many different missionaries, church groups, ministries that go into the area, relief groups that go into the area. So we have to be careful in our packaging, in our shipping, what channels they go through. It's always been a risk. The risk has been probably doubled now.
Meanwhile, Wycliffe Bible Translators has created a groundbreaking AIDS education program in Africa. Kathy Waters says as believers understand how AIDS is spread, they can better reach others for Christ.
Say you're a Christian in a small village church, and you see how Jesus reached out to lepers and had compassion on them. You say, okay, I'm going to go and I'm going to take food to this person who I know has AIDS. I don't know how they got it. I'm not going to judge them. I'm going to go there, offer to pray with them, share the gospel with them.
And the largest and newest member of Operation Mobilization Ship Ministry set sail last week. Logos Hope is twice the size of the ship it's replacing in ministry. OM's Mark Vanderhoven says the work on Logos Hope began 5 years ago, and the ship now has room for a 400-person crew. OM Ship Ministry exists to bring knowledge, help, and hope to people of the world.
We're happy to give them all the information they possibly could need and try a little bit of a different missions experience on board a ship and travel the world.
Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Open Doors USA is making available the free DVD, World Watch China, a DVD that will update you on the conditions believers are facing in the most populous country in the world. Get World Watch China at 1-800-995-4828 or follow the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.